USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC is reporting South Carolina has the first known U.S. COVID-19 case of a fast-spreading variant discovered in South Africa. Although easier to spread, there is no indication it's deadlier. Moderna, Pfizer, and now Novavax have each reported that their vaccines, while still effective, offer less protection against the South African variant, which means a lower efficacy rate, somewhere between 60 and 85.6%. Former President Trump met with House of Representatives Republican leader Kevin McCarthy on Thursday and agreed to help Republicans win back the majority in the House. Representative McCarthy says Democrats have only put forward an agenda that divides America further. And President Trump is committed to helping elect Republicans in the House and Senate in 2022. Cicely Tyson, the actress who captured the power and grace of black women in America, has died. Tyson's death was announced by her family, who did not immediately provide any additional details. She was 96. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
She loves me, she loves me not. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, it's time to take care of our sweeties. And spending less means giving more heart. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Nevada's school-aged children are committing suicide at an alarming rate since the pandemic hit our shores. Remote learning is becoming a massive failure. Some teachers are refusing to go back to the classrooms. The frustration of parents has never been greater. One parent in Virginia has had enough. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
A parent in Virginia is apparently losing his patience regarding local schools being closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a video that has gone viral on social media, the father can be seen addressing members of the Loudoun County, Virginia School Board.
You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed. You think you're some sort of martyrs because of the decisions you're making when the statistics do not lie that the vast majority of the population is not at risk from this virus. The garbage workers who pick up my freaking trash risk their lives every day more than anyone in this school system. Figure it out or get off the podium. Because you know what? There are people like me and a lot of other people out there who will gladly take your seat and figure it out. It's not a high bar. Raise the freaking bar!
Schools in Loudoun County have been closed for in-person learning since March. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Loudoun County Public Schools is located in Ashburn, Virginia, and has nearly 82,000 students with a teacher ratio of 14 to 1. USA Radio News.